Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program number 309. If you'd like to have a copy of this program, Sharon will tell you four different ways on how you can receive a tape, audio tape, or a CD at the end of the program. It's absolutely free. Postage and handling is taken care of by us, by the Lord. And we have on this program music, powerful message from the Lord, testimonials, Bible reading, and whatever else it is that the Lord wants to give you today. Whatever it is, though, you know one thing for sure, it's going to be fresh baked bread from the kingdom of heaven, the bread of life, to keep you going one day at a time, just another day. That's why, you know, I ought to call this program Fresh Bread One Day at a Time. Amen? You can only eat so much every day. You can only absorb so much of the Word of God every day. And this is the place where you're going to get the best and the freshest all the time. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Lord, with your Spirit, let the Word, your Spirit, come down to pour itself upon all flesh. That our listeners in this program, in this last day of time, this last hour of time, Lord, we'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory, the thanks for its strengthening power to win souls and to strengthen the church. For we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
And now here's one of my very favorite gospel singers in the whole world. You know, I like all kinds of music if it's done well. And so I like, I don't see the place for anything other than really good gospel music. And his name is Fagg Springman. And this is one of my favorite songs that he does. It's called Ride On. That means keep on trucking. Amen. Keep going until the very end, because only those that continue on to the end shall be saved. Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride
richest baritone voices of all time. Fag Spreggen. How do you spell it? F-A-G-U-E? What is he on? Word Records? Yeah, this is a plug for Word Records. This is just one of the most finest baritone voices of all time. Fantastic, Fag. Do we have testimonials now?
Yes.
Let's hear some.
From Tororo, Uganda. Dear Radio East...
And I would assume that is Africa.
Yes.
Okay.
Dear Radio East Africa programmer Tony Olamo Ministries, it has been my longing for quite a good time to write you this letter, but lacked the opportunity until now. Reason being that I should bring to your attention that I have found real food from God through his dear son Jesus Christ in your radio messages. I tell you without lying that your messages have taught me that I should handle my own life in great fear of God, knowing that the judgment of this world's creation, God, is soon at hand, nowhere to hide but in him alone. God bless you and continue on. Yours sincerely, Omita, from Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Where's the next one from?
Andhra Pradesh, India.
I suppose we could do several hundred today. Actually, just from one place in Africa today, 1,500 different letters came in. Just unbelievable. Amen, the way that's happening. I know we've got letters from the United States and all over the world. The Philippines. Where'd you say this one's from?
Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay.
Dear beloved brother Tony Olamo, I enjoy, blessed, inspired by reading your excellent tracks, Dry Bones, Signs of the Times, The Fighters, Fighting the Bullet, The Servant of the Lord, Framed, Broken to Pieces, God's Two Witnesses, Flying Saucers or End Time Prophecy, and The Messiah Book. I have taught the people according to your literature. Many people have committed their life to Jesus Christ. As a team of 25 pastors, we distribute Telugu language literature among our people in different locations. We need thousands of Telugu literature and Bibles. Our pastors' team requests you please send Tony Olamo Christian Ministry t-shirts, white and black coloring. May God bless and keep you in his care to be used as a powerful instrument for world evangelism for the glory of God Almighty. We would like to join your ministry. Please send your application forms. Please remember us in your daily prayers. A servant of God, S. V. Rao.
Okay. There's no application forms. If you want to be a distributor of our ministry, no matter where you are in the world, we'll send you all the necessary things. Being a branch of this ministry is just simply receiving literature, the different messages that I've written on paper and on tape and CD, and you distribute them, the literature in your area, and you can call together an assembly of people and let them hear the CDs or the tapes, whatever it is that you're playing for them, and they'll get saved. For sure. It's just the end time. The mystery of God is finished. Everybody, it's no mystery now. Anything about the Lord that you want to know, we have it here for you. And the mystery of iniquity is completed because we know where the devil is now. The devil is sitting, the Bible says, in the Rome. And people are trying to make you believe that it's the Jews, but it's not. You got to believe God in order to get into heaven. That's the one thing that caused all of humanity to have to go to hell, was that they believed, Eve believed Satan when he came in the form of a serpent. And so the only criteria is, so far as getting into the kingdom of heaven, is never believing anything Satan says. Never receiving anything that he has prepared for you. Keeping your eyes off of all temptation because you're living in the hour of temptation now. And you just have to focus on the Lord in order to be able to make it through the hour of temptation. Don't receive anything that he says. So there's the tree of good, which is the tree of life, which actually is Jesus. We have to eat from the tree of life. When we're eating the body of Christ, the Bible says that the Word is the body of Christ. So if you eat up only that which He has for you, and some people say, well, the Bible is too old, it's too square, it's not right. it doesn't come up to the, you know, rap and all this ghetto garbage that you see today. That will not get you into heaven. You see those people being annihilated one after the other and the corrupt lives they live. They buy a lot of these people that play basketball, football, baseball, all these things. They get millions of dollars. They spend it on some big steel structure building that they live in. They buy a bunch of toys, you know, like fancy cars and everything. And they just sit around showing them off like it's a big deal or something. They live in the ghetto all of their life, never had anything. So you can see how juvenile they are because of the way that they sport the different things that they have. People that have truly been wealthy all their lives never think about taking you out into the driveway and showing you their new Escalade. It's so far beneath them that it's unbelievable. It just shows how juvenile they are. And really, none of those things will give you happiness or peace. The only thing that seems to give you a little bit of happiness is if somebody says, oh my, what a nice looking car. Wow, you have a great house. Look at how high the ceilings are in here. Look at the tapestry and all this stuff. You're not even living a life at all. Like I was mentioning yesterday in my message about Windham, Montana, we didn't have anything. We had no air conditioning, no heating in the house. And it was the happiest time of my life. We had a regular old water pump on the sink. And there was the pipe doesn't go all the way down to the ground. There was just a bucket under it for the refuse to fall in. There were no street lights in town. When it gets dark out, it's dark. And all the time when it would get dark, I just wondered, wow, I wonder, you know, what's out there. It's just, it would make my thoughts, it would make my mind think about different things that ordinarily I wouldn't have thought of. When we have too many things, too many distractions around us, yeah, we don't think really, yeah, because there's always something in front of you to get your mind off of your even your own thoughts. I used to meditate a lot, but not knowing it, even as a kid, where I'd think of what I'm going to do in life. What am I here for in this world? I mean, where did I come from? What is this all about? But in the ghetto, all you do is you see a bunch of people walking by and all kinds of people using four-letter words and filth. You know, I've been out in the ghetto before. I used to, I just want to investigate the ghettos and everything. So I moved in New York at the FDR Drive, down where the projects are. Had a girlfriend down there. I went in and moved in with her. This is going back a lot of years. Been saved 42 years. And I lived down there and learned, got to know the people down there and the things that they do. In the building that she lived, there were thieves. They'd come by and take your order during the day. And some of the people would say, well, I need a new ghetto blaster radio. And I need, if you can get this and that and the other thing. And what you do is just pay them 10% on the dollar, and they go steal it for you and bring it back, and you just pay them 10 cents on the dollar. All brand new merchandise. And I just learned every facet of life because I was very inquisitive. But the peacefulness in my life was in that small town over there. And the only way that I could ever think is when I get alone by myself, and now after the Lord revealed himself, just bludgeoned his way into my life by the Holy Spirit. I wasn't even thinking about him, and I thought the worst thing that could ever happen to me is that I'd go on the trip of being a Christian, one of those people out in the streets ringing a little bell or something like that. That was a nightmare to me, because I became pretty wealthy from the record industry and promotional industry. And I wound up owning a Beatles album because I did a promotion for Pete Best. And he gave that to me in lieu of money. And I still have it, never put it out to that so that people would know that I'm not in the ministry for money, because I could get money, but that I'm in it to serve the Lord. And I can't understand people that never had anything in their life. They don't even know how to. I had so much money that I could do anything that I wanted to do, and I did it. But the poor slob that has never had anything in their life, they don't know what's out there, and they don't realize that there's nothing out there, because when I had the money and I was just full of the devil and I wanted to have some fun, there wasn't any. It wasn't fun at the top. Booze, nightclubs, I used to love to go there. I didn't drink much booze because I was in the health, strength, and energy. But I noticed none of them did either. They became emaciated. They were trying to drown their sorrows and troubles in booze or in drugs or in pot, pills, whatever. And they weren't happy. And many of them overdosed because they were unhappy. There's nothing out there, folks. Nothing at all. Only in the Lord is there happiness. And so, you know, everything looks enticing. There'd be some females that I thought would be exciting. And so, and then I found out where they lived, and they lived in a one-room place, and the place was dirty and filthy. And they were just bums. And there's others that I thought were actual movie stars. And I'd go out with them, I'd go to their house, and what they were pack rats. They couldn't go in a secondhand store without buying a bunch of stuff. They needed security blankets, so they had like sets of pots and pans still in the boxes, all kinds of old books and old furniture stacked up to the ceiling. And I thought, this woman is, you know, she's nuts. She doesn't have, there isn't anything in her that is of any value. It would depress me to have a woman like this for a wife. And so I would just leave them. And the other ones were into pornography and stuff like that. And how could you ever trust a woman like that? Because you might marry her and she'd be in bed a week later with somebody else. There's just nothing out there in that world. And the females out there are, King Solomon had 1,000 of them, and he said not one of them was of any value whatsoever. And that's the way I see the world today. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians, and they are into false doctrine, and I can't stand to be around a person like that, that doesn't care what kind of doctrine they hear. They just, they'll receive anything you tell them, it seems. But there's very few people that will receive the true word of the Lord, and not only receive it, but very few that will do it. And that's where we're at today. How many people, how many ministers do you think would read to you Hitler's speeches and tell you the crimes of the world government and the world churches and the crimes of the news media, and stand up here knowing that you could be killed by this bunch of monsters. Any minute they just come rushing into your house with guns like they're righteous and you're unrighteous. These people are the biggest phonies on the face of this earth. Stop listening to this foreign government inside of our government that is claiming to be the United States government. I'm a patriotic person. I love the United States of America, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. But I certainly do not love the people that have come in here. I love their soul, but I don't love what they're doing. I don't love the way that they killed the people at Waco. They didn't do anything wrong, and the news media made you think that they were right, that the government was right, and that the people, those poor, innocent children with their mothers and their dads, being so that was right to do. And they said, well, they were abusing the children. They were not abusing the children. You could tell that those children were absolutely content and happy. So if they were abusing the children, that gives the government the right to go in and kill the children? Is that what it's all about, Elfie? Is that what it's all about? I don't think so. This is Antichrist, Satan's government, Satan's church, and Satan's media, his mouth, the devil's mouth. Stop listening to it. This is the UN that destroyed Germany at one time until Hitler took over and pulled himself out of there. Hitler went wrong when he was killing Jews, homosexuals, and blacks, black people. He hated blacks. He called them overtrained baboons. He says, you look at them and they look like baboons. That's what Hitler said. Overtrained monkeys. And the Jews, I mean, you know, they hate them worse than anyone because it was the Jews that brought the Lord into the world and brought the Bible into the world. If it wasn't for the Jews, you people wouldn't have a Bible to read. Now you got to get your head screwed on the right way, amen?
Amen.
Or you're going to be out in the, not out in the cold, but you're going to be deep into the pit of hell and the lake of fire. And that's not going to be comfortable. There's no words to describe how horrible it is in hell and the lake of fire. There's no let up with it either. No time out. No cool tub to dunk your rear end in, or even your finger. You can't even put your finger into a drop of water to cool your tongue down. The Bible says. The Word of God says. So, you know, you've got to get your eyes off the world. And, like, if people are going to make a stand so far as government is concerned, they've ruined this government, the UN, just like they did Germany. And one of the things that the Lord told me to read the speeches from Germany, Hitler, was that it shows that he knew what I know about the UN, that it's the devil. He knows, but he didn't realize that the head of the UN was Rome. He thought it was the Jews. That's why he killed them. So we're going to read a little bit about that. We're going to take off from where we last read with Hitler, and then we've got some more scriptures from the book of Ephesians. What time, how many more minutes do we have here?
It's been 24 minutes.
Okay, so we've got time. My prayer yesterday was longer than that. 27 minutes, right? But it was what a prayer.
Amen.
Amen, what a revelation. The Lord, yeah, I had all these supernatural experiences and visions and everything. The Lord said, write your supernatural experiences down, put them on piece, on the paper, in literature, and send it to whoever wants it. And so if you want a series of my supernatural experiences, or if you'd like to have this Hitler series that we have here, you don't have to put $50 into the mail to get it. You don't have to put $40. You don't have to put $30 like you hear on television, or $10 or even $5. It's absolutely free, folks. God gave me salvation free of charge, and it's free to you. All right? If the Lord, you know, you're robbing God if you don't give finances to him. But for heaven's sakes, a lot of you people don't have finances because the Antichrist world government and cult in Rome and the media has broken your back, the country's financial back, and you're broke, some of you. And we send it to you free of charge. We don't even charge for the postage and handling, okay? So let's read a little bit more about what we did all these, different testimonials.
There's one more we didn't do.
We got one more? Okay, read that first and then we'll get to Hitler and let him testify. It's amazing what that man was saying about the UN. He said Germany was flat on its rear end until he pulled away from the UN, and he says then they started prospering and becoming strong. The UN bleeds this country, any country that's involved with it, and destroys it because it's democracy, and democracy was started by Rome, and democracy is nothing more than dictatorship, and Hitler knew that. And so he said we have this fascist or socialistic government, whatever you call it. It was what we call it is the freedom from the devil. It's not supposed to be democracy. We're supposed to be a republic, one nation under God. A republic, not democracy, a republic, one nation under God, with liberty to serve the Lord if you want to, without the government coming in and burning it up with tanks and throwing flamethrowers in on babies, their mothers and their daddies, and blowing up the World Trade Center so that we want to go to war against the Arabs and make it look like it's the Arabs because it's one of the countries, it's the nations that are independent of the United Nations that the Vatican wants to take over. So, and we, the United States Army, Navy, and Marines, are the muscle for the world government. And we've got to stop that if we want to be blessed by the Lord. So let's pray for the people of this world to unite together to force the issue to I mean, just bring it before the people of the United States. Let's pull out of there so that we can start spending not billions of dollars on countries that we're blowing up, but to spend billions of dollars on our own country. The highways are wiped out. People that are starving to death here. People having to work three jobs in order to make ends meet. People having their children taken away. There's no more jobs. Everything's moving overseas now because there's no unions over there. To hell with the unions. Amen?
Yeah.
Up. Arriba with the United States Constitution. Amen?
Amen.
Up with the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and down with the unions, and down with the United Nations. They are nothing but a bunch of eggheads over there. And whole thing is they want to destroy you, to bleed this country to death, and to take God out of our country, and to take the Lord Jesus Christ out of our country, and the Bible, and to destroy Christians. So let's stop all that. United we stand, but divided, all the different nations coming in saying they're offended with Christianity. Well, let you know, if I was president of the United States, you know what I'd do to people like that? You're offended with this country? I would pack them up on a boat and send them a packing. Amen?
Amen.
Grab them by the seat of their pants or the nape of their necks and get them out of here. Somebody has to be strong, and if nobody else will do it, I will. And get these U.S. Marshals after, and stop making these demonic people that are coming into this country from Rome and all over the country, coming in and pinching your wife and stuff, and you can't do anything about it, parking your cars in the middle of the street by the United Nations. You can't even give them a ticket. Look, we don't need these other countries. We can stand on our own two feet. Let's be like porcupines. We'll be at peace unless somebody tries to touch us or tries to kill us. Then if they do, well, then they get the porcupine. Amen?
Amen.
They get the stickers. Okay, what do you got there?
From the Philippines. Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, I am your avid listener from the Philippines, and I would just like to thank you for being our brother on the air. Lately, it's really been difficult coping here because of the various calamities that we are experiencing in our country, like the recent typhoon which hit our country.
Yeah, this is not coming from Mother Nature. These are coming from the Lord. Right there in that country, you've got a lot of Catholics. And the Philippines said that there's heads without bodies and bodies without heads. These cruel Vaticanites are over there, and our world troops are going over there and cutting people's heads off that believe in Jesus. And these Muslims, listen, when you're talking to a Muslim, you're talking to a Catholic. That's just a division of the Catholic cult. Muhammad was raised by the Catholics to annihilate the Jews. And now they're after the all white people. And isn't it amazing? They think it's a black man's religion. No, it's nothing but Catholicism. But Muhammad himself was a white man. Isn't that something? And all the blacks think he was a black. You're wrong. He was a white man. He even says so. It even says so in the Quran. Hey, go ahead.
During those times, it was the radio which keeps us posted on what is happening around the country. No TV, no electricity, no water, no cell phone. Good thing we have a radio and we have your program to listen to. Thank you very much. Keep it up and more blessings for everyone. Sincerely, Margaret from Quezon City, Philippines.
Praise the Lord. When I was in prison for the gospel's sake, there was a man that was a merchant marine. He was just like a sailor, and he went to all the different ports and stuff like that, and he was in the Philippines, and he was getting these magazines from these Philippine girls that want to come to the United States, and they got pictures of them and tell them what church they go to because they want to get married so they can come to the United States. And so it's like advertisements to men over here, and a lot of men that can't get one of the American women, they know that these Filipinos will marry just about anybody to get over here. And then when they get here, they usually divorce them. But he was showing me, he says, you got churches in the Philippines? I said, yeah, I sure do. He says, yeah, because there's three women in here say they go to Tony Alamo's church in the Philippines. So they went to three different one of my churches over there, and I was very surprised. I said, show that to me. And so he showed it to me right there, and there it was in that book from the Philippines. All right, now can we hear from Mr. Hitler? Now, Hitler, God made me listen to his speeches. I never, ever wanted to know what he said, but then here came this deep interest, and I'm sure glad I did, because it straightened a lot of people's heads out. People come up to me every day and say, boy, I'm really glad the Lord told you to do that, because we didn't realize that it really explains the exact conditions that are happening to the United States is what they did to Germany. Now, you say Germany, they killed all the Jews, and they were killing homosexuals, even though they were homosexuals. They were killing street homosexuals. And they were killing blacks, because they hate the Jews, the blacks, and they love homosexuals, but they like little choir boys. You saw that in the newspaper and in the news media, that they love little choir boys. Mm-hmm. They're pedophiles. But isn't it something that this Antichrist government doesn't go after them for pedophilia? Huh?
Amen.
Isn't that strange to you? Isn't it kind of one-sided? They go after Michael Jackson. I think they, should go after homosexuals, because the Bible says that these people are worthy of death. But we're not able to put them to death. I don't want to put anybody to death. The Lord says, vengeance is mine. He said, I want everybody to know that I hate that sin. But if they repent, well, then they can go into the kingdom of heaven as well. Repent means you never do it again. You change. There's a change. You become a new creature. You're not one of these, what do they call them, caterpillars anymore. You become a butterfly. Now, you say, well, we backslid. So, in other words, you went from a butterfly back into a caterpillar. No, that doesn't fly. That dog doesn't run down here. Amen?
Amen.
So, when you're a caterpillar and you're transformed, you've been converted from a caterpillar to a butterfly. You never go back to being a butterfly. But look at all the Christians. The second chapter of the book of Thessalonians says that there'll be a great falling away. Falling away from the Lord. He says, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. His flesh is the word of God. You have to eat that on a constant basis and drink his blood. In other words, do the work. Let his blood, the word, the spirit, flow through your veins to keep you strong, to not yield to temptation. You have to resist the devil. Don't you?
Yes.
You can't just do whatever your weak, beggarly spirit wants you to do. You have to look at something. It doesn't make any difference how beautiful it is. I have beautiful women approach me all the time. I don't say anything about it, but I mean, I know that that's the devil. When I see a beautiful woman, I also see in them the devil. I can see his horns. I can see his red, ugly-looking face. They're nothing but the devil, right?
Right.
Because if you indulge, you're not going to make it.
Amen.
Okay? And the most important thing in the world is for you to get into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
The right way. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's see what God wanted me to know. He wanted me to know, so I figure I'll share it with you. Some of these things is the first time I've heard them myself. So you're getting it the same time I do. Okay, well, go ahead.
I will not refuse to grant to this gentleman that...
Okay, he's talking about Churchill, who was 100% pro-United Nations, in other words, Antichrist. And we always thought Winnie, when he's got his fingers up like a V for victory, we always thought he was a real fat, good guy. A good guy. But in reality, he was one of the big four giants in the UN. The devil. Government. That the Bible talks about. The beast. The brute. The brute of the boss. The big brute. Okay, go ahead.
Naturally, we have no right to demand that the other peoples should alter their constitutions.
So he's saying, look, we have no right to tell other countries what to do anymore. And we don't either. Okay, folks? We don't have any right to be over there bombing Iraq, Iran, or any other country and telling them what to do and forcing Catholic dictatorship on them, which they call democracy. What right? What have we got to do with the Vatican? This is the United States of America. This isn't Rome, Satan's seat. Wake up, you people. Withdraw from the UN. Then what? That's where they're sending all your boys, all of our young men and young women overseas to be killed. Just to enforce what the maniac, the Pope, wants. And the devil whose spirit leads the Pope in the higher echelon of the Vatican. And this government that blindly follows everything they say. They'd kill you thinking they're doing God a favor. Okay, then what?
But as leader of the Germans, I have the duty to consider this constitution of theirs and the possibilities which result from it.
See, as the leader of the Germans, I want to be the sovereign country. I just want us to be German. I don't want to be part of the UN. I want to be just a German. And when we were the UN, they bled us. They took everything we had. We were in ruins. But now that I'm the leader of the Germans, I have nothing to do with what other countries. They want to have a different kind of constitution. Fine, but we're going to stay Germans, okay? And we ought to stay United States of America instead of letting some flaky people come in from some third world or 100th world countries and tell us that they're offended at the standard of our country. What kind of wimps, Casper Milktos, are you people in the United States to allow a bunch of flaky, broke deadbeats come into this country and tell you what to do? It's really the United States, it looks like the United States government is the Roman government in here that's allowing this stuff to happen to you. And even making you use the metric system and teach our children the metric system. I don't want to learn the metric system. I'm an American, okay?
Amen.
I'm not a Roman. And I'm not a stinking Vaticanite, all right? I'm an American. I'm a born-again Christian.
Amen.
More than anything, I'm a born-of-the-Spirit Christian, and I'm an American that believes in the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I believe in a free people to be able to worship the way you want. Now, I don't agree with Catholicism or any other ism, but I have the right here to try to convert you to become a person that's eligible to enter the kingdom of God. And you have the right to try to convert me, too. Okay, you Jewish people, and you Buddhists and Muslims and all you people that are on the wrong track, you can do that, and no one should kill you for it. But no one should kill me either, for this country became great under God.
Amen.
Not under satanic Rome. All right? And I want you Romans, if you don't like this country, get out. You like it so much that you're trying to break it and give all of our money and industry and all of the fiber that made us great over to other countries. And Rome is very evil. They don't care anything about you or anything about decency or anything about God. They hate God. And if you love God, you're going to make a stand. Withdraw from the UN or you're going to be sorry. Then what?
When a few days ago in the House of Commons, the deputy leader of the opposition declared that he made no secret of the fact that he would welcome the destruction of Germany and Italy, then of course I cannot prevent it if perhaps this man, on the basis of the democratic rules of the
game... See, I can't prevent this if I let democracy come into here, this country. I cannot prevent it. I can't prevent being ruined by democracy if I let democracy come in here. Roman dictatorship, in other words. That's what it means. Democracy is Roman dictatorship. Then what?
I cannot prevent it if perhaps this man, on the basis of the democratic rules of the game, should in fact, with his party, in 1 or 2 years, become the government. But of one thing I can assure him, I can prevent him from destroying Germany. And just as I am convinced that the German people will take care that the plans of these gentlemen, so far as Germany is concerned, will never succeed, so in precisely the same way, fascist Italy will, I know, take care for itself.
Right. So a country that takes care of itself will prosper. I mean, if all the people in the country are united. But he says, if I let democracy come in here, I won't be able to prevent it from being destroyed. But we let democracy come in here, and we swear by it. It's this Catholic dictatorship, and it is ruining this country. It's already ruined it. But if everybody would band together, withdraw from the UN, the same thing would happen that happened in Germany. Not the destruction of it if we don't start killing Jews and any other race of people, but if we win them to the Lord, God will fight for us. God will defend us. We don't need anybody else but ourselves. We're the muscle of the UN. If we pull away from the UN, there will be no muscle of the UN. They'll say, well, all the other countries will attack it. We're being attacked by other countries now because of the UN. Mm-hmm. If they see that we're just sovereign, if we're just not democratic, if we're just the republic that we're supposed to be, no one's going to be after us because we're not going to be democratic. Democratic have to put everybody under their control. The dictatorship means we have to make everybody, Rome has to make everybody come under their control. Because it's dictatorship, don't you get it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, even if you can understand it, I'm sure everyone out in Radio Land can. I'm just joking here because I see vacancy in the eyes of some of the people here. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, what else?
I believe that for us all, these international hopes can only teach us to stand firm together and
now,
to cling.
See, the international folks, you want to be international. Oh, that makes you feel secure that all the nations are standing with you. But it's all for Rome and Rome alone. Okay, they're the only ones that are prospering. Don't you get it?
Yes.
You do? Well, then I must have made my point. Okay, now will you buy my rice? Okay, go ahead. What else?
I believe that for us all, these international hopes can only teach us to stand firm together and to cling to our friends.
Yeah, all these international, all these nations should make us say, hey, get out of here. We should stand by ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Drink water out of your own cisterns, the Lord says. Don't be trying to sip water out of Mexico. You're liable to get a disease they call tourist. You'll be running to the bathroom all the time. That's what tourist is. The water stinks over there. Okay, so if I were in Mexico, I wouldn't start up a Mexican bottling company of water. Unless I wanted everybody in the world to be under tourist to get that disease. What else?
The more that we in Germany form a single community.
A single community. So he was on the right path in that regard, right?
Right.
Then what else?
The less favorable will be the prospects of these insiders to war.
Yeah. The more we stand together, we will know if there's anyone inside the country rising up against us. Just like in a church, you can always tell when people are rising up against you. You'd have to be a nutcase to not know that. When they're not with you, the Lord knows those that are not with me are against me. And when they're not united together, when you see people, you're telling them what to do and they won't do it, you know they're not with you. They're against you. And so the Lord says, put them out. It's quite simple, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
And the closer we unite ourselves, in particular, with the state which is in a position similar to ours, with Italy, the less desire they will have to pick a quarrel with us.
Right, if we are strong together, no one's going to want to pick an argument with it or start war against us, would they?
No.
No, because they see we're united and we're strong. And united, we can beat anybody. General MacArthur said so, and Patton said so. They were ready to go in there and annihilate any country that would come against us. But it would have been the wrong thing to go in. With the exception of when the Germans were killing all the Jews, they made us have to go in there then. We had a good reason to go in there and free those people. Starving people to death. And even the homosexuals, which we hate that sin, And people are not born homosexuals, and even if they were, that's why you have to be born again of the Spirit. So the thing is, and the same thing with blacks, the Bible says that all of us have the same blood. All people in the world have one blood, and that's it. So no matter what color the skin is, still the blood is out of there. There's classes, there's levels of class in the body of Christ. So not everybody is the toes, not everybody is the fingers, not everybody is the eyes, not in your own body. If you just had eyes, I mean, you'd be like marbles just on the floor, right? You have to have ears, nose, throat, you have to have a stomach, rib cage, you know, the neck bone connected to the backbone, right? Mm-hmm. You got to have a backbone too, and some toe bones and finger bones, the whole bit. Okay, what else?
Germany has become greater by the most natural way, by a way which could not be more morally unassailable. When the rest of the world speaks of disarmament, then we too are ready for disarmament, but under one condition. The war agitation must first be disarmed.
Right, that's true, Hitler. But the thing Hitler is if you're destroying Jews or any peoples, then somebody has to come in and get you. Now, we didn't need the UN to do that, the United Nations troops. We, the United States of America, could have gone in there and done that to defend the innocent Jews. Or Israel could have went in there and got you. Or, you know, San Francisco could have went in and get you because you're killing all the homos. Right? But now the homosexuals are all over the world, so they could have got together and went over there and threw roses at you or something, or stomp you to get just kill you with roses. Okay, what else?
So long as the others talk of disarmament, while they infamously continue to incite to war.
Right, that's the way the UN does. They lay down your arms, lay down your arms, so that only we, our muscle, the United Nations, are the only ones that have weapons. Lay down your weapons. How could you, as thinking people, believe such a piece of garbage as that? Why could you be so stupid to be brainwashed into something so ridiculous? Get your eyes off the devil. Get your eyes on the Lord. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Pull out of the UN, and they'll flee from us because they know that we already are the number one power in the world militarily. Without us, the UN is a bunch of punks. Without our military force, they are nothing but punks. What are they going to do? Throw mud balls or snowballs at each other. That's about it. Then what else?
We must presume that they do but wish to steal from us our arms in order once more to prepare for us the fate of 1918-1919.
Right, they want to destroy Germany. They want to destroy the United States, and they're doing a good job of it. Now they're starting to blow us up in this country. That wasn't Arabs, that was Vatican. And your Muslims are Arabs. And your these Muslims are just a division of the Vatican. Write to Jack Chick Publishing Company. They're somewhere, they used to be in Chino. We give you the address if you call in. And there's a book called The Prophet, right?
Right.
In that book, it tells you how the Catholic Church raised up the Muslim religion to destroy the Jews. And now they're after Whitey, all of us people that are considered to be Caucasian. Okay, just get it. It's nothing to me. I have nothing to do with Jack Chick. It's his books. He gets the money for it. I don't get a penny out of it. I'm not in the ministry for money. Okay, then what?
In that case, my only answer to Mr. Churchill and his like must be, that happens once only, and it will not be repeated.
In other words, Hitler is saying, yeah, you people, you destroyed us once. You almost destroyed us once, but I pulled out of there. You did it once, but once was enough. You're not going to do it to us anymore. Now, we've got about a minute and a half to read some of the Bible from the fourth chapter of Ephesians, it is, right?
Yes.
Okay, verse 1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
See, the Lord is talking about, you know, I told about in the company 869, in the where we are all one. And Hitler's talking about being all one. So when the United States was all one, one nation, one, uno, one nation under God, a republic under God with liberty and justice for all. Then when you're strong, okay, and that's what the Bible is telling you, to be just one body in Christ. You can't be out of Christ. You have to be in league with the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to be in His body and His body only. You can't be a straggler. If you're a straggler, you're not in the body. If you're paying attention to the world and the things in the world that you think are pretty or handsome or whatever, then you're not of the Lord. You're not in the body of Christ. You're of the world. And the Lord says, love not the world, for all that is in the world is the things that you're lusting after. And they won't get you to heaven. Okay, keep going.
There is one body and one spirit.
One body. You can't be out there as a straggler. You've got to be in the body of Christ. Amen? Then what?
Even as ye are all called in one hope of your calling.
There's only one hope, and that's to get into heaven. What else are you hoping for? Okay, well, I see my time is up, and maybe we'll get past that verse tomorrow. God bless you. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and those, why don't you let me pray you through. You can be sure that you will be saved if you'll say this prayer unto the Lord. You become in the one body. There's only one body that can go into the heaven, and if you're not in that body, which is Jesus, you won't get there. So say this prayer to the Lord so you can get to heaven. You don't know that you're going to live another day. Or another hour, for that matter. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me, that my soul could be saved, my sins could be washed away. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in your precious blood. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that even includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and make sure you read the Bible, make sure you tune in tomorrow, and make sure you keep praising and thanking the Lord. Now share and tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of program number 309 or any other programs, back programs that they want. It's absolutely free. Please specify whether you want an audio tape or a CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
And here's Thanks Berman again to sing Jesus Walked That Lonesome Valley.
Jesus walked this lonesome valley. Had to walk it by himself. Oh, nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it for himself. I must go and stand my trial. I got to stand it by myself. Oh, nobody else can stand it for me. I got to stand it by myself.